With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
It's me. Hi.
I'm the problem. It's me.
That's not the case, though. Everyone does love her. Everyone.
Yeah, no kidding. She is...
Maybe she's singing it from a different point of view. You know, putting herself in someone else's shoes.
She's being relatable.
Yeah. It's Alice, Sarah, and Vinny. Thank you for listening. Happy Wetness Day. This part of the show is brought to you by the Jim Irsay Collection at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. It's nice. December 10th, and it's free. If you would like to check this out, it's a huge collection of memorabilia and a rock show. Like John Fogerty, Buddy Guy, and Wilson of Heart. Oh, my God. Plus Jim Irsay. It's the Jim Irsay Band. JimIrsayCollection.com. Go there, check out the site, and get your free tickets. Tonight on TV. This is the tree lighting, isn't it? The 90th annual Christmas in Rockefeller Center at 8 o'clock on NBC. I think this is where we got that audio from Mariah Carey where she...
Oh.
She can't
no,
sing.
No, well...
Wasn't that...
No, I thought that was the Today Show. In the morning, she was doing their broadcast and then was late for it, and so...
Or didn't even show.
Something went wrong.
Yes.
And
so then
they released the audio of her...
Of the rehearsal or something.
Something where that it was not nice of them.
Oh, so nice.
That was their way of saying,
like the best thing they ever
never
did for me.
Come back. Even though they're going to have her back. You know they will.
Well, this is on NBC. Isn't the Today Show NBC?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is on NBC, the 90th annual Christmas in Rockefeller Center, which I think is the tree lighting thing. It doesn't say that here, so...
I think you're right.
I could be wrong, though.
I think you're wrong a lot.
It's on at 8 o'clock, so if you're thinking, I got to check that thing out, well, that's when it is. Forbes, you know, they call it their Forbes magazine's 30 under 30.
Oh, how's that going?
It's actually 30 under 600. They chose 30 people in each of 20 categories. So there's, I know, I really thought they were just picking the top 30. But no.
Okay.
Top 30 in each. So there's 20 different categories. Age 27, Megan Thee Stallion is this year's cover girl. Mm. I assume she's like in music.
She's had a great year.
She really has. Boy, that girl. She seems fun. Fun.
Mm-hmm. The weirdness, though, about her getting shot and then...
Yeah. He told me to dance.
Yeah, about...
Tory Lanez.
Like, Drake saying that she's lying and other people so accusing her of lying about it, too.
Like, she got shot in the foot. So here's just a couple of the names. In art and style, Hailey Bieber at 26. She got listed. She just revealed that she has... Do you have the photo of this?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, people have been saying she's pregnant because her non-existent belly seems protuberant. And apparently, she has an apple-sized ovarian cyst right now.
Jeez, this girl.
I know. Well, she's had a very, very tough... Both of them have had a couple of tough years health-wise.
Problems, yeah.
So she's basically saying this isn't her first go-around with ovarian cysts. They're actually really common. She's like, I know lots of people get these. This one happens to be the size of an apple, which is probably three times the size of an ovary. I don't know how big an ovary is. And it's sort of like egg size, just a little thing.
Wow.
I know. So I guess at some point she gets that. I don't know how big they let it get before it seems like by the time it's the size of an apple, there should be some plans in place to get that thing out of there. Anyway, Hailey Bieber is on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. In Hollywood entertainment, I saw this name, Sydney Sweeney, who is 25 years old. And I'm like, I have never heard that name before. But then I looked at her picture. And this chick is, she's on The Handmaid's Tale. She's the first, she's the like young wife of Nick, the driver. If you, and she, I think she and her, the person she wound up falling in love with, drowned themselves.
On the show?
Yeah.
The show's awful. It's unwatchable.
It is despair.
You really gotta be times. Into dark.
She's also, she plays, yeah, you do. You,
like really dark stories.
She's also in The White Lotus, and she's awesome in
she
it.
Is
she's
awesome.
In, she's in season one of it, and she plays Connie Britton's daughter.
This is Hailey Bieber, huh?
No. No. This is Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
Okay.
She,
look at her.
Foxy little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's great. She's absolutely great.
She plays the perfect bratty daughter.
Yes, bratty.
Super bratty.
She's also in Euphoria. I've never watched that, but, you know, people love
wow,
that show.
So she's really hot
she's
right
hot
now.
Right now.
Okay.
So they've got her on there. Somebody named Ayo Edebiri from The Bear, who is 27 years old. I don't know the show The Bear. Is it a movie, a show?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Sadie Sink from Stranger Things, who's 20. That's a little Max. That's the one with the headphones on. Mm-hmm. And Maddie Ziegler, that the dancer, she's 20 years old, and she made the list as well. Over in the sports world, they've got Sixers. Is it Joel Embiid?
That's right.
All
good
right.
job.
Well, I got pointers this morning. Yeah. I'm like, how do you say this name? Rams cornerback Jalen Ramsey and New York Liberty guard Sabrina Ionescu.
Okay.
Whose name I hope I'm not butchering. So there you go. That's just a little bit of the, if you want, there's 600 people on this. They call it the 30 under 30. It's not.
It's still, I'm sure, very neat to make that list. Like, right. It's got to feel, hey, look at me. I'm doing it right.
Yeah, sure. I'm getting noticed.
I'm hot.
We were talking a little bit yesterday about the show Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
which stars Jenna Ortega in the title role. The role is Wednesday Adams, and it's sort of, I guess, her story or, you know, in a modern day setting. And I'm looking at I'm actually looking at production shots right now. I got to stop looking at that. Hold on. So they have now dethroned the opening numbers for an English language series on Netflix. They have beaten Stranger Things.
Oh, okay. All right.
So Wednesday is now the biggest opening to date for an English language series. They have logged something like 341 million hours of viewing worldwide just last week. Mm. This is Netflix's internal measurement. And that does top the 335 million hours for Stranger Things 4, the week of May 30th through June 5th, as best week for any.
This is Tim Burton, right?
It is Tim Burton.
Yeah, I mean, his name alone comes with automatic audience.
Sure.
And then she's really good.
She seems, I mean, perfect in this role, just the little bit we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Squid Game holds the all-time mark on Netflix. The week of September 27th through October 3rd, 2021, they had 571 million hours of viewing, which is, it's not twice as much, but damn near. The Korean phenomenon also had two other weeks above 400 million hours. So many people were watching that. I don't see any info as of right now as far as a date, but Squid Game 2, or the second season, is coming. Wednesday, the show we're talking about, that we started talking about Wednesday Addams, it hit number one in 83 countries for the week, tying Stranger Things. They're saying 50 million households worldwide watched at least part of the series.
Season two for Squid Game is going to start filming in 2023.
Oh, it hasn't even started filming yet. Oh, that's too bad. Soon, though, you know, time flies.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
It really, really does. You know how yesterday?
Speaking of, you know, today's the last day of November.
I know. It's crazy. Well, then we have December 1st to get through. And then we have December 2nd, which is the day of Alice in Winterland. Whoa!
That's
get your tickets. Hurry up.
That's not work, though. That's easy.
Right.
That's fun.
That's our Christmas party or our holiday party.
Whatever. That's fun. That's easy.
Yes.
We get to walk out on stage and make a little noise.
I know. And, please, you guys, when we come out on stage, go, yay, Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah, don't have us tell you to make some noise. Make noise.
We're going to try. No, I'm telling you now so that you get the memo.
Uh-huh.
just go crazy. So I definitely want to go. Let's do a live Instagram on the Alice973 Instagram account that night. As we walk out.
As we walk out on stage.
Yeah. Okay. So everybody That'll can be live on our Instagram.
All right.
Yeah. That's going to be so fun. Oh, my God. Can't wait. Oh, we're going to have such a good time. There are tickets available. Ticketmaster.com, you guys. Please join us this Friday. So, okay. So yesterday, you were talking about how, you know how you can avoid all this terrible stuff that's happening online with social media? Just don't be on it.
Well, yeah, like Twitter in particular, people say, oh, it's such a negative platform and there's so much, too many trolls. It's crazy. If you don't go on there, you don't have trolls in your life.
You have no idea what people are trolling you about if you don't go on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
I know that's a very grown-up thought process. Yeah. Like young people will go, but I have to go take that abuse.
Right. I need to.
I need to go get abused by all the people.
Or do I even exist if I don't get yelled at on Twitter?
I don't think you do, yeah.
I think Apple took your notes yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And decided, you know what? I think we'll delete Twitter. They didn't.
Oh.
But
because that was some of the conversation. Like, well, that's why Elon was saying, I'm going to make my own phone.
And listen, this is Elon. He's losing it, guys. I mean, I don't think you need me to tell you that. The guy's losing it. He went ballistic on Apple yesterday on Twitter.
Oh, just started posting.
He says that he's claiming that Apple is threatening Twitter. And by the way, not a peep out of Apple. He was going off yesterday about it, putting up polls. Apple should publish all censorship actions it has taken that affect its customers. Yes or no? What's going on here at Tim Cook? Apple has mostly stopped advertising on Twitter. Do they hate free speech in America? Like, throughout the day. Just please notice me.
We've had a few people write in when this subject comes up and they say, he's saving America. You guys don't get it. I actually don't care one way or the other about Twitter. Never have.
Mm-mm.
So, like, if he's saving America with Twitter, great.
Yeah. Good. America
I would
needs
love
saving.
To be saved. I mean, that's incredible. Good
sure.
for him.
Fine. Save it.
I don't have to go on there, though. You no. can't make me.
And, by the way, you know, if America needs, if fixing Twitter saves America, we're more effed than I thought. That's where actually it's really bad.
But I do know that a lot of the talking heads can, they're very good at getting their audience all whipped up into a frenzy. And he's one of the guys now that seems to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So he's now there's a what? Are the tweeters, are they all outside? What is the name of that street? One Apple Loop?
Infinity
that?
Loop?
Are you talking about the Apple campus?
Oh, yeah, where, you know where the spaceship
you
is.
You used to look at the, never mind, it doesn't matter. Are they, the tweeters aren't gathering, are they?
It's
the,
no. One Apple Parkway.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Anyway,
yeah,
he's busy tagging Apple and tagging Tim Cook's official Twitter account. He was either ignored or Tim heard us say, you know, take a day off from Twitter. In any case, he attacked all day. Yeah, hi, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Love your phones.
One of his tweets is, Apple has also threatened to withhold Twitter from its Apple store, but won't tell us why. They hate free speech, apparently. Anyway, just jabbed. He got no reaction, and so I guess he moved on. Anyway.
510 says, it almost looks like Elon wants to bankrupt Twitter.
I know. It's like he's just trying to ruin it.
707 says, no live interviews with the musicians December 2nd? Maybe, but, you know, there's still COVIDs out there.
Yeah.
A lot of the bands are traveling in bubbles. They're very careful.
Yeah.
They don't want to cancel their tour.
No. They have had enough time off, and they just want to play. Yeah, there's actually, I mean, I don't want to hit them by name, but there are very specific people who are not, absolutely not, there's no hanging in the dressing rooms like we used to. There's no hanging, you know, outside. Hopefully outside the dressing rooms. Things are very separated. And that's how you get to have shows now. You know? Mm-hmm. That's otherwise you can't have them because people do. They just get sick.
Yeah, I had this plan. We're bringing Trina to the show.
Yeah. Oh,
and I was going to push Trina into John Mayer's room and then just slam the door and see what happens.
Oh yeah,
I mean, she is cute.
Oh, she's great looking. Are you kidding? And single. Mm. So I absolutely thought,
I thought we were trying to hook up V Hale though.
With John Mayer.
I mean,
thought we were trying to hook her up with Village, but then he canceled.
Yeah.
Man, I asked for a lot of tickets, and there's everybody I know has COVID. Everyone's like, we can't go.
Oh, really?
I know. I'm like, I'm so bummed.
Yeah, I have a feeling that before I got down the hall, V Hale would be pushed out of John Mayer's room.
she seems a little aggressive.
She's a little hostile, no thanks. Besides, isn't she with Mike J?
Mike J's actually married.
I was like, what happened? Let him do
No.
Yeah, only on special occasions.
You thought he was with her, but he wasn't. I intervened.
It was just one day.
Separated yeah, them. Occasions.
The Mill Valley Way.
So Mike J is allowed to sleep with
no,
her.
No, yeah, okay. He's not.
Just when he's
don't
away
be
at Bar Rock. That's
stop
all.
It.
Look at you. Just
Heather, don't
your...
listen to them.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Mill Valleyans.
I know Heather listens to the show.
Sister code. I get it. I mean,
that no
bro code. That's, yeah, that's bro code. Yeah.
What, and now I'm a bro.
It. She's got hot property. She doesn't want to, you know, restrict it to the point where he, you know, explodes.
Mm-hmm.
He has to go out and do stuff.
Well, I'm sure she
like
gets her
V
own
Hale.
Too. Sure, Heather gets out there too. You know.
Oh the, yeah, I don't know.
The
I'm
Mill
sure.
Valley
right.
Way.
Now they well, okay. You guys have your fun. Let me know when you're done.
We're done. Okay. You go ahead. Back to
it's
Elon.
Yours,
what
That's
were you
it.
Saying?
I'm all done. With
okay.
It. And actually, looking at the clock, this is
get out of here.
Perfect time to take a break.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh my God, I love that song so much. Mm-hmm. So good. So good. Hi, it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
You're like breathless. What's going on with you?
I was singing.
Geez, my goodness.
God, I love that song.
She's out of breath from dancing.
Yeah, dancing and singing. Oh my God, I was putting on a full Britney Spears show over here.
Triple threat over there.
What's the third threat?
Your acting skills.
Oh, you know? Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
I'm a really good actress.
Yeah.
But I need to be. I think you mean good liar. Is that what you mean? Hmm. Listen, some people are winners and some people aren't winners and throw the thing. But then the next week they're a winner again. So find out who will be the winner of this trivia battle with Vinny and V Hale in the 9 o'clock hour.
Hold on just a second because I've got a text here that says 510 says, can we for once mention V? And not take a jab at her. Let me just say something about V. I love that girl.
Yeah. Who? When did we jab? Oh, because we said she was aggressive and John Mayer threw her out of the dressing room. We love her.
Well, I was pushing Trina in the room and then he brought up V Hale.
That's
so
true.
I was like,
that was my bad.
I already gave him Trina. for goodness sakes.
Well, and then I had John to come Mayer up with a reason why
John. Yeah, John Mayer will take Trina and
Vigil.
He was
wearing a seatbelt.
I'm sure it wouldn't be the first time he's managed both.
Right.
Well.
No, we love Vigil. Please don't.
Yeah. Don't. Sometimes I know you're trying to read between the lines, to, you know, but there's not always something between the lines.
We very much love each other.
Love.
We are, right.
And all we do is jab at each other all day.
All we do is roast each other all morning. If we see, like, one little chink in the armor, like, everyone's just...
Get the spears
for the watch.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Just how often should we change our passwords?
Oh,
Fremont Bank talks about this and other cybersecurity topics. Learn how to safeguard your personal and financial information online by visiting go.fremontbank.com/cybersecurity. Here's what's happening. I know I've mentioned it once before, but I will continue to repeat. We have rain expected tomorrow.
Heavy, right?
Heavy rain tomorrow and also on Saturday and Sunday. They're predicting whiteout conditions for Tahoe. So they're reporting the story I read. And
leave today.
You know, I say they. It was in the paper. So, you know, Tahoe's probably like, we need the business.
Yeah.
Come on up. But it's going to be whiteout conditions and hard travel roadways. So... if you're prepared for that, I guess, maybe, continue with your plans. But right. If you're someone who's like, are these cables going to do? And how do you get those on? You might not want to go
until
things calm down a little.
Right.
Heavy snow headed our way. You okay over there?
Yeah.
What happened?
My strap is just caught in my wheel of my chair.
Isn't
That's
that
all.
How you crash your motorcycle?
Yes, that is.
Yeah,
he's
well,
often
actually,
careful.
That was, kind of. It was a strap, and then my whole duffel bag got pulled into my wheel and locked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah.
Careful.
Yeah, right now I'm just sitting. I'm not moving, so
we don't
it's
want
okay.
you flipping over the bars yeah. while we broadcast here. That's
no
gonna
more
take...
two broken ankles and a wheelchair.
Listen. This is my starring moment. I don't need you flying across the room.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I'm in
doing
the studio.
He's trying to get to the news. You're interrupting his report.
I'm sorry. I didn't even realize I was bending over. I didn't realize I was disrupting the show. Sorry
anyway,
about that, guys.
No, it's okay. You know, but this is my starring moment.
I mean, you only get three of these a day.
Yeah.
Come on.
Every day.
All right. Fine.
Each one better than the last. I don't know how he does it.
If you actually can do, you know, multiple somersaults in the air across the room and stick the landing, I'm good with it.
We're going to need to catch that on camera, though.
Yeah, that was the old Brin. Sorry about that.
All right, then. Fine.
New Brin's just, you know, his junk's in the way.
What?
Your strap. Is
Oh,
I see. What you're
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, his junk is in the way. As he gets older, his junk is more. It's junkier.
Awesome.
Hmm.
Anyway, I'll get to the first story I'll do is this guy
all right.
has a girlfriend and she burned down his house.
So they broke up, right?
Well, this is the weird thing. And do you remember, this is a long time ago. You probably don't remember. A guy named Andre Rison who used to play wide receiver. Do you remember that name?
I know Andre Rison, sure.
He used to play for the Atlanta Falcons and his girlfriend was Left Eye.
Right, Lisa Left Eye Lopez. From TLC.
She burned down his house.
On purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's this story.
Oh. Did they break up after that?
I don't remember. I think so. You have to, right?
I think you've already broken up and then you burn down someone's house, right? Or you find out that he's out there rising around.
A 23-year-old woman in Texas burned down her boyfriend's house last week after she FaceTimed him and another woman answered.
Uh-oh. That's a bitch move right there. When someone's FaceTiming on a guy's phone, anybody's phone, they're calling that person.
Oh, you mean the woman that picked up the phone?
That's a bitch move.
Well, maybe she thinks they're exclusive.
Doesn't matter. Someone else is trying to FaceTime that guy. Could be his mom. She doesn't want to see you.
Well, it turns out the woman who picked up the guy's phone was a relative.
Oh,
they don't
okay.
Do we it. Assumed. They're not together.
Oh.
There's never been a.
See, but this is exactly why you don't do it. If
it's
someone's FaceTime with somebody else, don't do it.
It's not a boning situation.
Oh,
they're
no.
just some relative picked
cousin.
Up the guy's phone and she saw. and flipped out.
Did she immediately hang up, or did she? She didn't give the lady a chance to explain. I'm his stupid cousin, lady.
She didn't know that it was one of his relatives. She went to his house while no one was home and set it on fire.
Oh, boy.
That was an instant reaction.
That's pure.
She either texted
fiery
a video or FaceTimed him again while doing it, because there's a shot of his couch on fire, and she told him, quote, "I hope your house is okay."
Oh.
You actually hope the opposite.
Right.
You lit his house on fire.
He called the fire department, but it was too late. The whole house burned down.
Oh, God.
People on GoFundMe have donated over $15,000 to help him and his young daughter out.
Oh, God.
He said, "I've only been dating that lady for a month." She was arrested 2 days later.
Yeah, bye.
She's facing burglary and arson charges. And yes, they broke up.
Good.
That is such an overreaction. It's not even like, why did I even say that? It doesn't need saying.
Yeah,
like, that is so far out of control.
I think we can all agree that even if you've been with that person for 50 years and it's the final straw in something, it's still an overreaction.
But I mean, cut.
Yeah. Bye. Bitch, bye. Have fun in jail.
It's one of his relatives answered his phone. He's there. It was Thanksgiving. Oh, my God. Duh.
Oh, boy. This is that a party? What is it?
You don't know that song?
No, I don't know it. What is he saying there?
The roof is on fire.
The roof is on fire. Got it. Okay. All right. The roof is on fire. The couch is on fire.
It's like a joke. I have to explain it. It's a lost cause.
Right,
yeah.
So don't give yourself a drive. I'm not going to.
I'm going to go ahead and delete that soundbite.
Go fix your straps and stuff.
Get back to what you're doing.
Anyway, he's got a GoFundMe going, but I don't, you know, this is one of those scenarios where we can't.
No.
Even if we like you, we can't help you rebuild your house, dude.
Can I? Listen.
Yeah.
If someone else burns your house down.
You can put your hand down. I called on you.
Yeah, thank you. It felt good. Okay. If somebody burns your house down and you can, doesn't your insurance still cover your house? Like,
I hope so.
Yeah. So does he need a GoFundMe account?
I don't know.
Or is it just like,
I don't know what he needs
for temporary housing?
Well, yeah, he's going to have to rent a place. I mean, you hope that he's got something.
Right. We don't know if he owned it or rented it or.
I feel terrible, but, you know, then again.
Oh, it's horrible.
Were there no red flags on this lady?
I don't know. Sometimes early on, the red flags are ignorable because you're like, oh, yeah, I'll get with that.
It's like the one time I was with a Brazilian lady, and we did hook up. We kissed and stuff.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't do her. Mm. And then we didn't talk for a minute, and then she showed up at my house with a kid on her hip.
Oh, that lady.
That's the lady. Yeah. And I'm like, what? We never did. What? How did she, little baby. Mm. What turns out, she was a nanny and was so mad soon as, I guess, these people's, you know, the kid's parents left. She came right to my house, knocked on the door. What? I'm like, well, you're at my house. What do you mean, what?
So my question, then you actually just stole my question.
Come and knock on our door.
And who's
with a
your
baby
friend?
On your hip.
Nice to meet
Why
you.
Why didn't you call me after we made out at your apartment?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I was going to, but now I'm not for sure.
Oh, yeah. She blew it.
Anyway, she didn't burn my house down, luckily.
Thank goodness.
Case,
I mean,
yikes.
Man, people just go crazy. Love makes people crazy. But I really do feel like you had to already be pushing crazy to burn someone's house down.
Yeah.
After
oh my God. There's
month.
So many things that happen. Like I have thought about when my kids are making noise upstairs and I'm in my bedroom, like, you know,
trying
it's 8 o'clock
yeah.
and I'm trying to go to sleep and they're making noise. The other day it was Sunday night. They both get in the shower together and they're yelling for mom to bring them soap. Apparently they've gotten in the shower. They do this a lot. They're kids, right?
Yeah.
So they either forget their towel or there's no soap or something. So they're just yelling, "Mom! Soap!" And mom is fully ignoring them or can't hear them. I'm not sure which.
She's probably on like a work call with headphones in. Mm-hmm. And
I'm laying in bed and I'm like, I'm sure they'll get their soap eventually, right? I don't want to go yell at them. But sometimes I think maybe you do need to overreact and let, you know, shoot some fire, so to speak, in that case.
Well, they need to be cognizant of what else is happening in the house. You know,
I can't have that reaction. I just can't bring myself.
That's good. Well, it's good that you can't.
They're going to get the soap
Vinny,
eventually.
I have a little recommendation for you. A checklist nightly where you check and make sure there's soap and towels in the bathroom. You make sure that, I don't know.
I already
whatever
have a
others.
Checklist and it's not for everyone else in the house. It's just for me.
Just add a couple things for them.
Sheesh.
Remind them, you know, dad's going to sleep now, you guys. Let's be considerate here. Have a nice talk about consideration.
Part of the reason I give them breaks and where that's concerned is because I'm a loud guy. And I have been that guy that's in my own world doing my own thing. And then someone comes from outer, you know, space, so to speak, and is like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What is this?
I'm trying to put my baby to sleep.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know. I mean, I guess I
should
have
known.
Your mom,
you're burning the curtains down. Oh, did that happen? I just lit my Evel Knievel on fire.
BuzzFeed recently did a Never Have I Ever poll on their website.
Okay.
And tens of thousands of people voted.
I love BuzzFeed. I think mm-hmm. it's so fun.
When asked about underwear, 40% of people claim they have never worn the same underwear multiple days in a row.
Oh, I have.
Mm-hmm.
You have when you've camped or when you've... I mean, but you're not like getting home with access to a fresh, clean pair and going, no, these are still good.
Well, put it this way. I would never put on another pair of underwear. I mean, I would never put on the same pair after showering, mm-hmm. but I've absolutely worn a pair of underwear, gone to sleep in the underwear, woken up and gone on with my next day. They're fine. I you know when things are fine, you know when they're not.
Well,
or 2 days in a row, sure.
Okay. I agree with what you just said. Like, yes. There are scenarios.
But I would never.
Would...
I put a clean, fresh pair on my clean, fresh body.
Right.
Clean and fresh. That's me. Down there.
23% of people. Let me ask you this. Have you ever cheated on a test?
I mean,
About it? That's crazy.
Like
it stumps me, too. Not because knowing how do I put this? The lawlessness I seem to live with in my youth, I'm sure I must have, but yeah. I don't have a specific memory. In fact, if anything, I would have more likely gone, I'll write an F on this for you. Here
oh,
you
that's
go.
Insane for both of you guys. I definitely remember cheating on tests.
What?
You know,
yeah,
I,
absolutely.
I have like a recollection of having something written on my hand.
Oh, so there's that. I've done everything.
I
yeah.
bet I cheated.
Everything?
Written on the hand. Written on like little pieces of paper and hid that somewhere else. Or you know the lead pencils, the mechanical pencils.
Yeah.
I would print out a tiny little thing and slide it inside the clear
Jeez.
Pencil so I could see my little things, my little notes that I needed. I was
wow,
definitely crafty with my cheating.
Tricky as uh-huh. anything.
Yeah, I needed that.
Yeah,
I wasn't even there. So
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I just didn't go.
You didn't go to school?
No,
at all.
But you went to college.
Till about fifth grade. Yeah, oh. then we're no, a little like later than that, a little bit. I think like my first year of eighth grade, I literally like didn't go for like the first 2 weeks.
What? Were your parents
How did you get
around?
Away with this?
They were, my mom was working and
Did
my,
you forge notes?
I didn't. I just didn't go. And then I just like, I think I just like walked in and was like, okay, I'm here.
I forged notes.
Well,
I had my sister.
Notes,
my sister had
sure.
good handwriting, good penmanship.
There were a bunch of girls
yeah,
at my
the girls.
School that could either uh-huh. A, forge notes for themselves, or B, would sell a note to somebody.
Yep.
I never did that. But part of it, I hate to, this sounds ridiculous, but everyone was at school. Why wouldn't I want to be there?
Because like, it started so early.
Well, there was also the crew that was hanging out at the house down the block. That's why I didn't want to be there.
Like, I
want to hang with those
all
guys.
All the girls are at school. What am I going to do at home?
Mm.
Or at
watch the Price is Right.
And my mom was home, so that was never an option for me. Like,
and then when she wasn't at home, she was at the school.
Working at the school.
Yeah.
I was out doing bad, you know, stuff too. So.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I mean,
like
I wasn't at my. Well, yeah, I guess I was at the house a little bit, but yeah.
I remember I was talking to Icky. And he was saying, oh, yeah, I ditched my whole, like, he had this thing where he didn't go to school for years either. And I go, oh, so you'd go to, you know, party or, and he goes, oh, no, I played video games and ate fast food.
Oh, boy.
You ditched school to like play video games years. And eat fast food? Oh, yeah, dude, it was so fun.
I guess it's better than hookers and drugs, right?
Yeah, well, I guess. I mean, in the...
marginally. I mean,
anyway.
That seems like a giant waste of time.
23% of people claim they've never cheated on a test.
All right.
10% claim they've never told a secret they weren't supposed to share.
Oh, that's... I can't claim that. I'm not surprised it's that low of a percentage. Because I have screwed up. I've purposefully done it.
Purposefully?
Sure.
On purpose. Yeah, somebody's secret.
Yeah, somebody told me a secret, and I'm like, I don't even like you. I don't even tell people
about that. Oh, my like God. You.
Tell you my deepest, darkest
Sheesh.
Secret.
Oh, thanks for the info. See what I can get for that on the black market.
43% say they've never lied about their age.
Oh.
Why would I do that?
Yeah, I actually don't know if I have, but
oh,
probably
I actually,
not.
I have lied about my
oh,
age.
Oh, yeah?
When
did you do that? You did?
I wrote 43 on that wall, and we claimed that forever.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
actually,
I mean, you lied about your age when you bought cigarettes and booze, right?
Well,
oh,
yeah,
that's
okay.
True.
That's
yeah,
you're
yeah,
going
that
fake
that
ID.
Counts.
Yeah,
right.
That's
uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Right.
You're right.
We've
I have fully lied about my age. Good point, Brent.
Mm-hmm.
12% say they've never Googled themselves. I don't Google myself.
I've Googled myself before, but I wouldn't, you know, I don't have like Google alerts mm-hmm. like Kim Kardashian does whenever anything comes up about her.
11% claim they've never peed in the shower.
Oh my God.
Why,
why not?
Time?
Yeah.
What is the problem?
Because you want to like waste more water flushing?
Yeah, if anything,
and
that's,
toilet paper and
that's,
stuff?
You should do that.
Yeah,
if you live in California, you should at least one of your, not your twos, but your ones. I mean,
your
don't,
twos?
Don't two in the shower.
Yes. That actually went without saying.
Do I, oh, it does.
Yes,
okay,
sure.
Sorry. I don't want to.
Yeah.
31% said they've never dropped their phone in the toilet. I have never dropped
never
my phone
that,
in the toilet.
No.
I believe I've dropped my phone in the toilet.
Oh, you have?
I think I have. You I think it fell out of a pocket into the toilet, into an unflushed toilet.
Is it the home toilet?
Yeah, at home. Just pee. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, just pee.
Thank God.
Well, still.
Right?
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Bryn wanted to be at school, but he was stuck at home with a baby.
That's true. That is true. Good one.
No, I was out of school way before that.
Oh, but
like,
you were
I didn't
like
go to
15
my...
when you had that kid.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't go to school a lot. When I was in middle school, I was not at school.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh. In high school, I cheated on an Algebra 2 final by peeking at my friend's test. I got an A- in the class. I feel a little guilty.
Don't.
I mean, come on.
I mean, yes. I take that back.
Yeah,
do
feel guilty.
Don't cheat. You know, do the work. Put in the time. Blah-de-blah-de-blah. Don't cheat.
Gross, Sarah. You cannot wear underwear 2 days in a row.
Yes, I can. Today's day one with this pair. Don't worry. Although, technically, I put them on last night after I took my shower.
Oh. No more morning showers.
My hair's too long.
But still one day, though.
Hmm?
It's still one day.
It's one 24-hour period.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm going to wear these tomorrow, too. Probably. I like to take a shower every day. Unless I get sweaty. If I get sweaty today, then
oh,
I'll
you're saying, okay.
I don't waste water.
Insurance worker here. Yes, arson is covered by insurance.
That's
from 804, thankfully. Oh, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.